first, let's take a look at our headlines.
President Miguel Díaz-Canel receives Cardinal Timothy Dolan, Archbishop of New York.
Raúl Castro pays tribute to Major General Efigenio Meijeras Delgado.
China and Russia vow to defy U.S. sanctions for supporting Venezuela.
Israeli warplanes launch more airstrikes in Gaza Strip.
And now the news in detail.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel received on Tuesday His Eminence Cardinal Timothy Dolan, Archbishop of New York, who is visiting the island at the invitation of the Cuban President and the Cuban Conference of Catholic Bishops. The Cuban President conveyed the invitation to the Cardinal when they met in September 2018 in St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York. Also participating with the President were Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez and Caridad Diego Bello, head of the Office of Attention to Religious Affairs of the Central Committee of the Cuban Communist Party. During his visit, Cardinal Dolan has met with members of the Cuban Conference of Catholic Bishops, and he has visited places associated with the activity of the Church and other areas of interest. He also offered several masses, including one at the Basilica Menor de la Virgen de la Caridad del Cobre in eastern Santiago de Cuba, and another at the Metropolitan Cathedral here in Havana. Accompanying Cardinal Dolan were Auxiliary Bishop Octavio Cisneros of Brooklyn, New York, and Bishop Emilio Aranguren Echeverria, President of the Cuban Conference of Catholic Bishops. The Cardinal toured the old University of Havana, where he paid tribute to Father Felix Varela, the precursor of the Cuban nationality. For his part, Bishop Cisneros evoked Varela's dedication to the sick, the needy, and immigrants during his years in New York. For several years, the Cuban Catholic Church has been advocating for the canonization of Father Felix Varela.
The first secretary of the Communist Party of Cuba, Raúl Castro Ruz, headed the funeral services of Major General Efigenio Meijeras Delgado, held on Tuesday at the Pantheon of the Veterans in the Colon Cemetery in Havana. José Ramón Machado Ventura, second secretary of the party, delivered the eulogy. A Meijeras Delgado died last Sunday at the age of 88. As a youth, a Meijeras Delgado identified with July 26th movement, and he became an outstanding guerrillero in the struggle in the Sierra Maestra. He was one of the founders of the Second Eastern Front, Front País, serving as its second in command and as chief of column number 6, Juan Manuel Meijeras Delgado, named in honor of his brother. After the triumph of the revolution, he held important responsibilities, among them chief of the National Revolutionary Police, chief of the General Staff of the Central Army, and Vice Minister of the Combative Preparation of the Revolutionary Armed Forces. He also was a founding member of the Cuban Communist Party and was conferred with the honorary title of Hero of the Republic of Cuba.
The Russian government has rejected U.S. threats to impose new sanctions against several Russian companies for their cooperation with Venezuela in the oil sector. The U.S. Special Representative for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, recently warned Russia that its support for Venezuela will cost them economically. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters that "we consider this practice as harmful. We believe that many countries suffer because of this practice, and we consider it contrary to international law." Peskov added that the United States, especially, and several other countries unfortunately use these trade and other restrictions very frequently against third world countries, which are illegal under international law. They use this practice more and more often in recent times to ensure their own interests in international commercial and economic affairs. At the same time, in Beijing, Foreign Ministry spokesman Chen Chuan, in a media briefing session offered online, said China is against any foreign interference in the internal affairs of Venezuela and against the application of unilateral sanctions.
Israeli war jets have renewed bombing on the Gaza Strip as an Egyptian security delegation arrived in the Palestinian enclave, Palestinian security sources said. Israeli war jets struck several sites belonging to the Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of Hamas in southern Gaza, said Palestinian security sources. No injuries were reported. Meanwhile, Israeli army spokesperson Avichai Adrai also said in a press statement that Israeli war jets targeted Hamas facilities, including military training facility in southern Gaza. Hamas should bear responsibility for the terrorist acts against Israelis, Adrai added. Israeli public radio reported that around 20 rockets had been launched from Gaza toward Israel since January 15th. The Egyptian security delegation arrived in Gaza for meetings with leaders of Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad over the ceasefire agreement with Israel.
And you've tuned to Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's go back over now to our news with Elena Valverde and Susana Nieves.
Ricardo Cabrizas, Deputy Prime Minister of Cuba, and Orlando Solórzano, Minister of Development, Industry and Trade of Nicaragua, call for increase in economic relations between the two nations. This, according to Prensa Latina news agency. Rodrigo Malmierca, Cuban Minister of Foreign Trade and Foreign Investment, and Luis Cabrera, Nicaraguan Ambassador in Havana, participated also in the meeting. Political and diplomatic relations between Cuba and Nicaragua were re-established on July 19, 1979, when the Sandinista Revolution triumphed.
The U.S. Army is preparing to carry out its largest military drills in Europe in the past 25 years. Observers noted that with the danger of a potential war between the United States and Iran, the USA insists on strengthening its military potential. A few days ago, it was announced that it had deployed, for the first time, a nuclear weapon, which could promote the use of this type of weapon in a conflict scenario. According to reports, the United States is in full preparation for a large-scale military exercise, which will involve 37,000 military personnel from 18 countries and approximately 20,000 soldiers. During the military exercise Defend Europe 2020, most of the forces will be deployed in February, but the main exercises will take place in April and May. However, some drills could last until the summer. These maneuvers, as well as associated exercises, will enhance strategic preparedness, according to the U.S. military, by training its ability to quickly move a large force of soldiers and equipment to Europe and to respond, along with its allies and partners, to a potential crisis.
In Brazil, the hitman suspected of being involved in the assassination of Rio de Janeiro council member and activist Mariel Franco has been killed by police. Adriano da Nóbrega was an ex-Special Forces police captain and had close ties to the family of Brazil's far-right President Jair Bolsonaro. It was believed Nóbrega held key information about Franco's murder. Mariel Franco was a vocal black LGBTQ rights activist and a longtime critic of police brutality.
The Washington Post has revealed that U.S. President Donald Trump's businesses have been charging the Secret Service up to $650 per night for hotel rooms at its luxury properties, despite previous claims that the Trump Organization does not profit from government employees staying at its properties. Meanwhile, a federal appeals court has dismissed a lawsuit that accused Donald Trump of violating the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution through his business. The lawsuit alleges foreign governments and other entities patronized Trump's International Hotel in Washington, D.C., in order to curry favor with the president, putting other businesses at a disadvantage.
In Canada, solidarity actions took place across the country as Canadian police continued their raids on wet, Tsuwetan land in British Columbia. Indigenous land defenders are fighting the construction of Trans-Canada's 400-mile, $4.7 billion worth coastal gas link pipeline. At least 21 people have been arrested since the raids began several days ago.
The last member of the Move 9 has been released from a Pennsylvania prison 59-year-old Shock Sims Africa spent 41 years behind bars. Nine members of the radical Black Liberation Anti-Police Brutality Group MOVE were convicted in the 1978 killing of Philadelphia police officers James Rump. Since 2018, seven members have been released on parole. Two others died behind bars as political prisoners.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
President Miguel Díaz-Canel receives Cardinal Timothy Dolan, Archbishop of New York.
Raúl Castro pays tribute to Major General Efigenio Meijeras Delgado.
China and Russia vow to defy U.S. sanctions for supporting Venezuela.
Israeli warplanes launch more airstrikes in Gaza Strip.